this extra cow for that, like Rabbi Yehuda has it. So how do we know that Beis Din, after they paskin, if they also do the chet, they're not included in the tzibur? We cannot use the Beis Din for the tzibur. Beis Din is the psak and not the yasi. How do they know this halacha? For instance, on Rabbi the Yom HaKor, the pasuk says, "V'hoye me'ena yeida nasa sol lishgoga." That mashma me'ena yeida nasa lishgoga means the shgoga, the psak was done from Beis Din, and the Yassir Rashi's me'ena yeida nasa lishgoga. She tasa lishgoga idei achirim. The other people have to do the action. They are very b'shoyging. Dainu idei haros Beis Din. The haros leave Beis Din. V'hoye me'ena yeida nasa sol means other people did the avera. So mashma Beis Din gives the psak. And the tzibur, the other people, they're called the tzibur. Rav Amar, Rav says, Milchol Am Bishgaga. Says, Milchol Am Bishgaga. What? Am Bishgaga. Mashra the Am, they do the chet and not the Beis Din. Utsricha, we need both psukim. Because Rachman of Oye, Meyenu Eida, not Solish Gaga. The first, Adamina, Afilu Meyuta. Mash, many times the other people do the chet. Even if a meat of Klaus will do the chet, maybe there'll be the special power. No, you need the majority, you need the whole Klai Yisroel. Because of L'cholom, Mishgog, Avimina, Adiavdi, Beis Din, Bahadei, Ruba. Maybe you need both. You need the Tzibur and the Beis Din. You need both to do the Chet. Then there's a special power. L'chiksev, therefore the Pasuk says, for Hoye, Meyenu, Eda, Nasa, Sol, Mishgog. The what that the Asiya is somebody else, not the Beis Din. You do not need Beis Din to do the Chet. Beis Din makes the Psak, and the tzibur listens to Beis Din. So therefore we need these two psukim to teach us that you need roiv of the tzibur, but we do not need Beis Din himself to do the chet. For the Ma'ay B'ha Kiksiv Hani Kroi B'Avodis Chav Mudiksiv, it says these two psukim by Avodah Zarah. So maybe only by the chet of Avodah Zarah do we need roiv of the tzibur and we do not include Beis Din. But maybe by a chet of Chelev and Dam you need Beis Din and we include them. So it's more answers, no. Yalfina me'ena me'ena. There's a gzera shav, it says me'ena. By Avodah Zarah says me'ena. But the other chatoyim, so just like by Avodah Zarah, Beis Din is not included in the tzibur and the asiyah, and you do not need Beis Din. The same thing by Shar chatoyim, you do not need Beis Din, and it's not included in the right tzibur. Yehora Beis Din shalechot. Mitzvah says. So what? This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. That if one Beis Din, if Binyamin's Beis Din paskin wrong, and Sheva Binyamin listen to their Beis Din, they're also chayav the special power. It's enough each Beis Din separately. Iboy lihu, Sheva Echod Rabbi Yehuda, poiro Beis Din HaGodol, mimaisi shah shvatim aloi. In the case where the Beis Din HaGodol paskin made the mistake, and only one Sheva, let's say Sheva Binyamin, listened to the Beis Din HaGodol, what's going to be lach of Gerer? Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah says, at least so far we had when seven Shvatim did the Chet. Then Rabbi Yehuda says the other five Shvatim get dragged along. What's going to be if only one Shevet listened to the Beis Din HaGodol? Do we say the other Yudal Shvatim also have to be in Korban or not? The Maisi Shah Shvatim Aloi. Me, I'm going to do, we say, Shiva Shvatim Udi Maisi Shah Shvatim Badayu. No, Mishum Dika Ruba. Only when you have Raiv of Klai Yisrael, it's to get a little bit like Ruba Kakula. Since Raiv of Klai Yisrael did the Chet, it looks like the whole Klai Yisrael did the Chet. Therefore, everybody gets schlepped along to bring a korban. Avuchad Shevet, but if only one Shevet did the Chet, the Lekka Ruba, you don't have the majority. Lai, maybe we do not drag along, there's no Gerer to make the other Shvatim bring. Idumalashna, there's no difference. If Klai Yisrael did a Chet, even if one person does the Chet, it's put upon the whole Klai Yisrael. Like by Achin. By Yeshua, Achin, one person did a chet, and Hashem wanted to punish the whole Klai Yisrael for that. So maybe even only one Sheva does the chet, everybody gets dragged along maybe. Tashma, come in here. Mahein Mevin, what korban do they bring? Par Echot, one par. Rav Shimon Aymar, Shnei Par. So my thought is whether they bring one par or two par. Now, but my asking, what are we talking about over here? Yilai Meshachotu Shiva, where seven Shvatim did the chet. Reb Shimon, if so, Timnana boy, according to Reb Shimon, should have to have eight. The one that says one, that's Reb Meir Shita. Reb Meir says, it's always upon Beis Din. But once you have seven, the Reb Shimon says seven, how could that be? Reb Shimon, the Mishnah says, it's always the Shvatim with the Beis Din. So there should be eight parim. El, it must be the Chot to Shevet Echot. Only one Sheva did the Chet, listen to the Bezna Godol. So B'mai, what are we talking about over here? Iboy Ros Bezdinoi, if it means that Bezdin's own the Shevet's own Bezdin, Paskin wrong, Binyamin's die Bezdin, Paskin wrong, Reb Shimon left, Reb Shimon doesn't know from that Svarah. It's only Reb Yehuda holds that Svarah. Reb Shimon holds at the end of the Mishnah, you have to have the Bezdin HaGadol, has to be the Bezdin of whole Klal Yisrael. So what's the case here, Yechai 7? El Alav isn't the case, Boy Roy is Bezdin HaGadol, true, that the Bezdin HaGadol Paskin Chelub is Mutter. But Tanakama Mani says, and this is the case that Shimon says, Yechai 7. No, Shimon says, Shnei Purim. So it must be the what? That one Bezdin, that one Shevet listened, and therefore there's only two Purim. Who are the two Purim? The one Shevet and Bezdin. Now who's the Tanakama? The Tanakama says only one Par. But Tanakama man, who's the Tanakama then? In name of Rabbi Meir, for Ruba Boy, Rabbi Meir does not from one Shevet. You have to have at least Rosh Shvatim doing the Chet. El Olav Rabbi Yudas, Rabbi Yudas Shita. If you don't, even if one Shevet listens to Bezdin, they have to bring the power. So according to the case is, if going Shechot to Shevet Echot. And if so, you see clearly how many Purim? Only one. So you see, according to Rabbi, you do not say Gorer. When do we say all Yudbei Shvatim have to bring it? When you have the right Shvatim. If you only have one or two Shvatim, only that one Shevet brings the power, and not the rest of the Shvatim. So according to Rabbi, according to Rabbi, there's only one power. So as Mar answers, no. Amri al insiyu hocha b'may askin v'goyin shechoto shisha shvatim. Maybe six shvatim listen to the psak of Bezdin. Vein ruben shakal. And with these six shvatim alone, you have the majority of the population. And this is the machlekes. We have Shimon ben Elazar. He goes on to Shimon Elazar, the Tanya. Shimon Elazar Weimer. Mishmai. Choto shisha. Six shvatim did a chet. Vein ruben shakal. They are the majority of the population. Oy Shivrel, seven Shvatim, Abu P. Shenmu Mishakal, Mevi and Par, they have to bring a Par. Samael is not a common, maybe it's Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says when you have Raib with the Tziba doing the Chet, there's one Par upon Bezdin, that's all. Therefore you have no proof here. Maybe, you know, it's not Rabbi Yehuda, it's Rabbi Meir, and you have no proof. What would be according to Rabbi Yehuda, where one Sheva does the Chet, does the rest of the Klal Yisrael have the rest of the Shvatim have to bring a power also or not? We have no proof. So Tarshim HaKadosh bring another proof. Says Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Shevet She'osa Boiroes Bezdinoi So'isa Bezdin Chayiv V'shakul HaShvatim Pturim. So he makes it deal clearly in this case the rest of the Shvatim HaPotter. So it's Mashma Uboiroes Bezdin HaGodol, but let's say it was the Psak from the Bezdin HaGodol, the Bezdin of the whole Klal Yisrael, then it would be Mashma Afilu Shashvatim Chayavim. That even though only one Sheva did the Chet, but still we say Gorer, all the other Yud al Shvatim would also have to bring a power. Shema Amin, that's a good proof. Mer says, no, Amar Rav Ashi, no, that's a good proof, this is a good proof. The current of Yehuda, the only time there'll be one power is only if it's a Shevet of a Bezna of that Shevet Paskin Rum. But whenever you have the Bezna Godel making the Psak, and at least one whole Shevet, listen, all Yud Bei Shvatim have to bring power. Omer Rav Ashi Rashi says, Maslisim Namedek, we have proof in our Mishnah also. The Tony says, the also Oysay HaShevet, Alpiyam. That one Shevet, listen to them. Oysay HaShevet, Chayiv, Vishak, Lashvatim, Pturim. Now, Lomali Lamista, why do you have to repeat itself and say, Vishak, Lashvatim, Pturim? The Tony says clearly, Oysay HaShevet, Chayiv. Mishnah doesn't repeat itself. It says clearly, this one Shevet is Chayiv, and all the other Shvatim are Pturim. It's repetitious. What is it saying over for? Even though it's only one Shevet that listened to the Bezna Godol, but once one Shevet has to bring a power, there's this extra post for Kahal, Gerer, all the Shvatim bring a power also. Shema Amina. Good proof. He brought up another question. He brought Lihu. What's going to be Shevet Echad Shasu by Roy's Bezna Godol to Rabbi Shimon? According to Rabbi Shimon, what's going to be? That Rabbi Shimon says usually the Shevet has to bring and Bezdin. What's going to be if there's only one Shevet that listened to the Bezna Godol? Mi Maisi Alai. So they have to bring a carbon or not? Toshima, Mahim Mevi, and what carbon did they bring? It says Parech, Rav Shimon, I'm a Shnei Parim. So what's the case? You have only two parim, shnei parim, shmeina parim. If there were seven shvatim, there should be eight parim then, boy. Ella must be the chat to shevet echad. There's only one shevet, listen to the Bez Nagodol. And still Reb Shimon says there are two parim. What's the two? This shevet and bezdin. Over my, Elayma bar roi is bezdinoi. Reb Shimon Lester doesn't know from that svara. It has to be the Bez Nagodol. Ella bar roi is Bez Nagodol. So you see clearly, even though there's only one shevet, Reb Shimon also agrees that one shevet has to bring its power, and the bezdin brings its power. That's the two. The tizbra, this true, so kind of come, a man who's going to go like, I Rebbe Meir, Haruba boy, there's no parm altogether. I Rebbe Yehuda, Shashvat, and Ami Maisi, we just said. Elamar's answer is, Hamani Rebbe Shimon Alozihi. Look at the time like we said before. Therefore, there'll be no proof. If you're according to this, there'll be no proof what we hold here. All right, we'll stop here.
Yes, clear.
Again, around four lines down from the big lines, four or five lines. Iboyelu, you can hey him a base in the four lines down from the big lines, five lines. Iboyelu again. Shevet echad shosa b'hayroiz bezdin hagodol. If one shevet listened to the bezdin hagodol, so the Rabbi Shimon, according to Rabbi Shimon, shita mi maisi oloi. Rabbi Shimon always says that the shevet has to bring their own korban, and Bezdin also has to bring their own korban. But that's maybe only when you have rov shvatim. What's going to be if only one shevet listened to Bezdin HaGadol? So Toshma, come here. It says, Mahin Mavin, what do they bring? It says, Parecha, there's a price that says that, a Tanakama says, there's only one par to be brought when the tzibur listened to Bezdin. And Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Shnei Parim, there are two Parim to be brought. So a simple pshat would be, only one shevet listened to Bezdin HaGadol, and therefore Tanakhama says, only that one shevet has to bring, and Shimon says two, meaning the shevet and Bezdin. So you see, even when only one shevet does the chet, it's the shevet and the Bezdin. So b'mayaskin, ilayme shechotul shiva, that seven shvotin did the chet, is so shnei parim, why only two parim according to Rabbi Shimon? It should have been shmeina parim boy. Should have been eight. Rabbi Shimon holds the seven shvatim have to bring and one more for Bezdin. So why does it say only two? El, it must be the pshat, tichot, the shevet echod. Only one shevet did the chet. Over my, what are we talking about? Ilai mevoi roiz Bezdin, its own Bezdin paskin. Rabbi Shimon leslei. Elo voi roiz Bezdin HaGadol. It must be that the Bezdin HaGadol paskin, and only one shevet listened to that Bezdin HaGadol, and therefore Shimon holds there are two parim. So see clearly that even by one shevet, Shimon also agrees that one shevet has to bring a par, it's called the tzibur, with the Bezdin. So most of the tizbur, is that a good svara? Tanakam mamani. Who does our Tana go like? I Rebbe Meir, if it goes according to Rebbe Meir, Haruba boy, he holds you have to have rov shvatim. It's not enough just to have one shevet. Elamai Rabbi Yehuda, if it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita, we just came out before that Shar Shvatim Nami Maisi. According to Rabbi Yehuda, even though only one Shevet listened to the Bezdin HaGadol, still Rabbi Yehuda holds the Svara of Gerer, that we cause all the Shvatim to bring a power. That was yesterday's Lesh Shaila. We came out according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though it's only one Shevet doing the Chet, still the whole Tzibur, all Yud Bei Shvatim have to bring a korban. So why only one korban? Who is this Tanakama? Some more answers. Hamani Rabbi Shimon ben Elozahi. Who can atanya? That this Bryce is going according to Shimon ben Elozah, and that the way we learned before. So Rashi explains on the right side list, Kovaskin of a Tanakama Rabbi Shimon ben Elozah. Rabbi Shimon diyomash ne porim kisava parla chol shevet v'shevet. The shevet echad ikri kal kagoin shechotu shiva. When does Rabbi Shimon say you bring seven? That's only if seven shvatim did the avera. V'hein rubim shekal. They are also the majority of the number population. The chiyavi ruba v'gavri ruva v'shvatim who the maybe parla chol shevet v'shevet. As we're going now according to Shimon ben Elozah, that seven shvatim listen to the Bezdin HaGadol, but that's not the majority of the population. So according to Rav Shimon ben Elozah, we said Rav Meir holds you bring one par. That's the Tanakama. Now, why does Reb Shimon say you bring two Purim? I, Reb Shimon, hold when you have seven Shvatim, so there are eight Purim. So that's only when you have seven Shvatim and they are also the majority of the population. But when you only have one of the two, either you have seven Shvatim and it's not the majority of the population, or else you have the majority of the population without seven Shvatim, then trash to the Chiddush. Reb Shimon holds Yoni Chayiv one power. Then all these seven Shvatim is sort of like one cow. Because when did he say Yechayiv seven, the seven Shvatim? Achayiv seven Purim. That's only if you have both, the seven with the majority of the population. But one without the other is only considered like one big Shevet. So that's the Braisa, that according to Reb Shimon, so we have no proof to our Shaila. We have no proof it will only be one Shevet, will be the Locha. It could be one Shevet along Reb Shimon holds, it's Potter from the Korban. Here we have seven Shvatim, but it's not the majority of the population. Therefore, but since you have seven, it's considered like one big cow, therefore there's one Korban for this cow, and the second one is for the Bezdin. But to our Shaila, with one Shevet alone, we don't have a Pshitas. Now the Gemara says, Toshma, the Chomar Nechom say, L'yoylo mei nechayev elah al arroyz bez nagodol. The end of our Mishnah said, the Chom said, there's only his parsha of par helam davar if it was a mistake through the bez nagodol. Now, machachom, who are these chachomim? Ilayma, Rabbi Meir, Rube Boi. Here it's mashmi, but one shave that's enough. And if Meir says you have to have roiv shvotim, elolav, Rabbi Shimini, calls according to Rabbi Shimon. Shema Amina. So here's the proof that according to Rabbi Shimon, he also admits if only one Shevet listens, they have a chiyuv to bring a par. And therefore, as long as the Bez Nagodol made the mistake, and even only one Shevet listened, that's called a tzibur, and they have to bring a par. And Shimon says, the Bezdin also. So now the Braisa before is Kipshutai, that if one Shevet did the chet, according to Rabbi Shimon, there's a par for the Shevet and a par for the Bez Nagodol. Now the Gemara though. Good. Now the Gemara so came out with two man diyamim. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Shevet echod ikri kal minolhu. We're coming out now, the Kurds of Rabbi Yehuda, it says clearly in the Mishnah, and the Kurds of Rabbi Shimon also, they both hold that even though only one Shevet listened to the Bez Nagodol, they're considered a kahal, and there'll be this chi of korban tziva of par helam davar. How do we know this? Chura, a kahal, a tziva means at least reif of Klal Yisrael. How do you know that just one Shevet is called a kahal? Minolei, I'm going to tell you that the pasuk says, "Va'yamod Yoshevet v'kal Yehuda v'Yushlayim." Nerech Chotzer v'es Hashem Achadosha says the new Sunset v'Achadosha, the new courtyard. So it says there, it says v'kal Yehuda v'Yushlayim. Says Loshet of Kahal by the Shevet Yehuda. So Mashma, one Shevet Yehuda is called the Kahal. Now explains my Chadosh. What does it mean a Chadosh, a new courtyard? On Rabbi Yochanan, it means she'echidshu dvarim. There were mechadish new halachas at that time. And the Yarmu, they said that it's full yom, meaning a person that touched the sheretz, his tummy today, even after he goes to the mikvah, he has tumah until erev, until tzeisachovim. So such a person, yikonis l'machna leviyah, not only is he also to machna shchina, but even to machna leviyah also, into the yazaris, also is possible. Rakov Parim, it says here, loshen of kahal Yehuda, mashma one shevet is called a kahal. But you must still know, Yerushalayim, Maskevlo Rav Acher by Yaakov, Mimai, what's the proof that one Shevet Yehuda, Dilma Shani Yerushalayim, Tevinami Binyamin? Binyamin also about Yerusha, part of Yerushalayim. So maybe Yerushalayim has two Shvatim. So I call upon him, you only have a proof here that two Shvatim are called the Kal. But one alone, you don't have a proof. This is not a good Pasuk. Ella, what? Yeah, but it says Yerushalayim. So maybe Yerushalayim means to include Binyamin also. So it's called the Kal for both together maybe, but one you have no proof. Elu Omer Rav Acher by Yaakov. The Pasuk says, Vayomer Elai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to Yaakov, Hineni Marfuchor Bebesicho V'Nasarticho L'Kal Goyim. I'm going to give you one more son, I'm going to give you Binyamin, and he's going to be called a Kal Amin. Ma Yisyaud Lei, Hishasa Binyamin. It's Gechor going on the next son, Binyamin. So Shmamin Hovekom Rachmono, Mesiyahu L'Kho Hashto, Kal Achrino. You're going to give birth now, you're going to have another son, that's going to be another Kahal. So you see only one Shevet Binyamin is called a Kahal, meaning every Shevet is called a Kahal.
Gemara says no. Omale Rav Shival, Rav Kano, Dilma maybe Hochi Komale Rachmono. That Lechimisiadla Lecho Bin Yamin, when you're going to have your 12th Shevet Bin Yamin, 12th son Bin Yamin, who deva Yud Bei Shvatim? Now you're going to be finished with your Yud Bei Shvatim, the Miskari is Kal, then maybe they are considered the Kal. Maybe all Yud Bei Shvatim together, but just Bin Yamin alone not. Samora says no, that for sure can't be. Omalei el shnei masa shvatim mikre kal echros shvatim lo yikre kal. Is it possible to say that you need 12 and not 11 like before from the pasuk before? We said at least two is enough. No, we had the pasuk from Yerushalayim. It says Yehuda and Yerushalayim. So the only question was maybe Binyamin was included. So I call upon him, we know for sure that two Shvatim is called the Kal.
Yes.
So you can't tell me the Pasuk Hashem is telling Yaakov that when you have your 12, when you have Binyamin, now you'll have a Kal. Because we know that two is also called the Kal. Yeah. So it must be Pshan the Pasuk that Hashem is saying, you're going to have another son, Binyamin, and he is also going to be considered a Kal. That's the proof, both sitting together, that one Shevet alone also means a Kal. Tiny learn like this. Rabbi Shimon Oimer. Matt Talmud learn, what does the Pasuk say? O par sheni ben voko tikach lechatis. This is by the Leviim, when made the Tyrus HaLeviim, when Leviim first became Kohanim, do the Avodah, that'll bring a special par. The par chinuch. So it says in the Pasuk, Matt Talmud learn, O par sheni ben voko tikach lechatis. The second one is a korban chatis. Im lilmoid, shem shnaim. The Pasuk stammi teaches there are two parim. The Pasuk already said. It said, says two Kabbanis. One is a Korban Chatz, one is a Korban Oila. Lashem. So what's the second Pasuk of Upar Shein Uvoka Tikach L'chatz? Rather, it teach us that Elo, Yochol Teinecheles Chatz L'Leviim, maybe this Chatz is a regular Korban Chatz. That's Nechal, that the Leviim, the Kohanim that bring it. They could eat this Korban. Tam Lema, the Pasuk says no. Upar Sheini means Sheini Loila. It's like the second one, like a Korban Oila. That means the Chattis is like a Korban Oila over here. That means to teach us, Ma Oila Loi Nechel is just like a Korban Oila. It's not eaten by the Kohanim, is Kula Lashem by the Korban Oila. The whole thing is burnt on the Mizveyach. Staff Chattis. These Chattois